Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide podcast. Well, finally, after 65 days in office, Joe Biden has his snooze conference. Yes, call it what you want. News conference, press conference. I call it the snooze conference, the depressed conference. It was hard to watch, and it was quite depressing. And what strikes me is, since he's held this press conference, snooze conference, the members of the woke mob, with all of their postings about how this is how a president should be, this is what a real press conference looks like. This is what being presidential looks like. Reading it makes me nauseous. I don't know what kind of psychotropic drugs these people are taking to interpret this ridiculous event that took place, but that's how they're interpreting it. So I want what they're having because they must be taking some really good shit. Yeah, to me, and I think to most. The president, Joe Biden, he seemed confused at times. In some ways, he seemed like he was attempting to be rehearsed as if he was reading, which he was attempting to do from his notepad and his picture book and cheat sheets. If you haven't watched it, please take the hour that you'll never get back and watch it. I'll put the link to it in the show notes. It's frightening, it's disturbing that this senile, elderly man is being subject to this and really, really struggling and trying the best he can to put on this front and this show that he's not struggling. Well, you may be able to fool some idiots, but you're not fooling, well, at least half the country, but I'm thinking it's more than half the country at this point. He had, he had a bunch of notes, a bunch of cheat sheets, and he had a picture chart with reporters' photos on it that had numbers next to them circled. They had close-ups of it, of the photos. They're all over. They'll be in the show notes as well. Of the order he was supposed to call on them, either one through 10. There were 30 reporters in the room. I believe he called on 10 of them. Fox News was not called on. Neither was the reporter that they invited from Newsmax that they stuck in the back of the room. They never called on Fox, never called on Newsmax. And he was there. I think they counted about maybe 29, 30 questions, all of which from these 10 reporters. And that includes follow-ups. And they were not hard-hitting questions. He was not hit hard with questions that may he had to explain. He got lost in a lot of explanations. He got lost a lot, lost his place, confused, wasn't sure who he was supposed to call on, kept having to revert back to the list. There was no real heavy pushback from left-leaning media reporters that were called, but you know, no difficult questions whatsoever. And there were really no answers to any of the questions, any clear answers to any of the questions that were asked. And you could tell that some of the left-leaning reporters are getting frustrated. Obviously, they're getting frustrated because, well, everyone's getting frustrated of the media blackout down at the border. They're not given, just watch it. They're not, when asked when the media can go down to the border and do their free and fair reporting about what's going on in the facilities, Joe Biden blatantly says he does not know. And basically then hinting to, well, I got to clean up the disaster that's going on down there right now first. Which, by the way, the Biden administration still refuses to call a crisis. They will not call what's going on down at the border a crisis. Meanwhile, nine-year-olds are drowning in the Rio Grande and people are getting either hurt or killed coming over the border and children are being packed in tents not even 3 feet away from each other, wrapped up in tinfoil blankets. But it's not a crisis, everybody. It is not a crisis. There is no crisis. But the Biden administration will have this media blackout and ban from any type of American press outlets to go into the facilities to report to the American people on what's going on. Yeah, there is no strength and confidence coming from Joe Biden or his administration. Let's get that clear. He has shown no strength, no confidence, and he still isn't. He's hiding, he's deflecting, and they're lying. And it's a lot of deception. The reporters in the room, you know, if you watch it, they were all 6 feet apart. First of all, they have it inside. It was nice. Why they wouldn't have it in the Rose Garden or outside is beyond me. So they're all in this room. Half the reporters are double masked, like complete idiots, sitting 3 feet away from each other. And they're waiting to be called on like school children. It looks like a classroom. And there's Mr. Biden at the front of the room calling on these people to read their book reports one by one off of a list with all of their photos on it. So he can't mess it up too much, which, you know, he messed it up enough. There's, again, no pushback from reporters. None. Now, let's go back to not too long ago when President Trump would have a news conference. And it was like the Wild West. Reporters were yelling over each other just to get the president's attention, to get called on to ask a question. Then they would. The President Trump and whatever reporter would go back and forth, a lot of pushback, a lot of follow-up questions, arguments, insults, nothing. It was just everyone sit in their chair with their hands folded until you are called upon, and then you may speak. No loud and aggressive talk, pushback again. It's just... Something's not right. If you can see what happened the last 4 years with President Trump, whether it's the press briefing room, even with his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, or he's just talking to the press because he loves to talk to the press. Any chance he got, he would get in front of reporters and he would talk freely for hours if you let him. Unscripted. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's got notes with a binder and you know, infrastructure and pictures. I mean, who wrote all that for him? I guess his communications department is his press office. I didn't feel any of his, when he was talking freely, first of all, was incoherent and didn't make sense to me. But he couldn't stick with the program. I knew this was going to be a failure. It was. No clear answers given, and lots of information, lots of misinformation, and a lot of bullshit, a lot of circle talking. It's scary. And what really was scary is at the beginning, Biden made the comment, "Help is here." And that comment's been coming from him and his vice president, de facto president, whatever she is, and she's probably most likely going to become president, I'd say. My guess is within the next year when they 25th Amendment his ass out and say that he's a senile old bag of wind. Yeah, help is here. No thanks, big government. No thanks. Don't want your help. Don't need your help. Don't want you involved in my life. And that statement brings me back. It's very scary when you hear a president saying, "Help is here." And Ronald Reagan said it best. Ronald Reagan said, "The 9 scariest words you could ever hear are, 'I'm from the government and I'm here to help.'" And that is scary because we're not a socialist country. Socialism has no place in the United States. Socialism sucks. Big government sucks. No, thank you. So you can keep your help. Govern and protect us and defend the Constitution, which President Biden is clearly failing to do along with his administration. Joe Biden, throughout the entire news conference, blamed everything on Republicans and President Trump. just like his entire administration is programmed to do, said that Republicans are dividing America. How? Please tell me how Republicans are dividing America. Because all I see Republicans doing is trying to protect free speech, your Second Amendment, your right to vote fairly and legally, protecting integrity of elections, protecting the Constitution, not allowing big government to dictate what's good for us. Excuse me. So please, if someone can explain to me how Republicans are dividing America, Republicans aren't out politicizing every crisis out there and blaming half the country. Okay. Republicans are willing to work and speak with Democrats. Republicans don't want big government and high taxes. You know, Democrats want big government and high taxes so they could pay for all their frivolous spending, like bailing out blue states, sneaking the funding into a COVID relief bill that doesn't really relieve anything. So, and again, Democrats drew lines in the sand, and they made it very clear they did not want to work with Republicans. They've even said it. They've said that they don't want to be in a position to negotiate with Republicans. They want absolute power. AOC said that. That AOC said that the Democrats, they do not want to be in a position where they have to negotiate with Republicans. That to me says, we want total power. We don't care what Republicans say. We want to control everything. In essence, destroying United States and our democracy. The woke left, what they want, and what they've been succeeding in some areas, the woke left, they want to segregate groups by identities, income levels, races, and other ways. But they want to, you know, wealth gaps, and well, the rich shouldn't be rich, and the poor shouldn't be poor, and we should take from the rich and give it to the poor, and wealth equality. I work very hard for the money that I make. I work very hard for everything I have. And I, nor anyone else, should have to give back what we earned so that people who don't want to work, don't choose to work, who claim that they can't work, that they can live better off of my back. No, I'm sorry. Keep your high taxes, keep your wealth gaps, keep your wealth inequality, take it all, shove it up your ass, because it's all bullshit. You want to be successful in this country? There's a pathway to be successful. Get off your ass, get a job, do what you have to do. You don't need an education. You don't need to go to an Ivy League school. I never went to college. I barely graduated high school. I run two very successful businesses, and I do very well for myself. And I came from nothing. I'm self-made. I did not come from money. My parents did not have money. I did not have a silver spoon in my mouth. Okay. And I don't want to hear, well, it's because I'm white and it's white privilege. No, it's not, because I know plenty. I have plenty of black friends who are in the same boat as me, and they're physicians, they're lawyers, they're very successful, or they're civil servants, have great jobs, and they have no problems. So that's all bullshit. It's all political theater. It's all optics. And the woke left wants the world to view the successful people, you know, mostly the Republicans that they hate and loathe, that we're bad because we're, you know, whatever, it's you're a capitalist, you're a business person, you want the low taxes, and you want to be successful and make as much money as you can. That's the American way. The American way is not taxing anybody 40 to 60% of their income. That's highway robbery. And on the other hand, then say, well, yeah, well, we're going to tax you that much so we can give to the poor and healthcare for all and all this other wealth give out systems that all these cities and want to give in the federal government. Give me a break. Just stop. Why all the identity groups from the left? They talk about the unity and unifying, and there's one race, the human race. Why do we all have to be segregated? You know, men, women, I don't know, 168 genders and income levels, and the way, why all the identity groups? We're all people. We're all human. Enough with the race baiting. Enough with plotting one group against another. It's insanity. It's complete and ridiculous, stupid lunacy. And President Biden is he's the puppet. Not quite sure who the puppet master is yet, but I'm sure maybe that'll come out, hopefully. But you know, you have your vice president, you have Pelosi, you have Schumer. Don't forget about that psycho hates America, George Soros. But Joe Biden, then we have the whole immigration issue that he didn't want to answer questions on, or at least give clear answers again at the snooze conference, because every question regarding immigration was deflected by blaming President Trump. Everything was Donald Trump's fault. I'm sorry, but we did not have the border surge or the issues or the crisis that's going on down at the border right now. We didn't have that under Donald Trump. And what's crazy is that people in his cabinet, Jen Psaki, the Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security, they're all trying to, I feel like if they keep in their heads, well, if we keep saying the same thing, news interview, after speech, after speech, after comment, that eventually the American people will believe the lie if we just keep saying that Donald Trump dismantled the immigration system. All these people, you know, were coming anyway, and now we have the brunt of it because of the dismantling of the immigration system by the Trump administration. It's all bullshit. Okay? Joe Biden gets into office, stops the wall. Don't forget, Joe Biden, AOC, most of the woke left mob, they all want to abolish ICE, defund police, but they want to open the borders. And now we're flooded and overwhelmed, and it's unsafe. But every question, let's deflect it and say it was all Donald Trump's fault. Even not have a problem with blatantly lying. Like when Biden says, President Trump let kids starve alone at the border. Please show me where President Trump let children starve alone at the border. Because when you make a comment like that as a president of the United States at your snooze conference for everyone to hear, I really want to see the solid factual information to back that up, because I can't find it anywhere. Okay. But when a 9-year-old girl who tries to swim across the Rio Grande on her own and drowns because her parents know that Joe Biden's a nice guy and will let her in, and that little girl lost her life. No, I'm sorry. That's unacceptable. And that is not anybody's fault but the Biden administration. But they can't. They can't show you because it's a lie. They know it's a lie, but if they keep repeating the lie, they'll hope that enough people will believe it, and then more people will believe it. Oh, there are people that believe it. The sick, woke, left mob ankle biters. They believe it. They're in their little cult. Like, yes, Donald Trump, bad orange man. He made children starve at the border. He separated children from their parents. It was inhumane. He put the kids in cages that Obama built. Who built the cages, Joe? So, and then again, we have our, and listen, I despise the media in our country, the left-leaning, lying, deceptive media, but they're getting fed up too. Why the media blackout? Why are we not allowing the media access to border facilities for free and fair reporting to the American people? And don't give me the nonsense, well, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Well, you're right. if you want to go down that road, then why did we open the border and let all these people in without COVID testing, or people that tested positive for COVID into the country without hearing dates? Why did that happen? So you can't use the pandemic for excuse for not allowing our press to report on what's going on at the border facility, and then not use it to just let people roam into the interior of the country, infected, possibly affected, not tested, who knows? So the hypocrisy, the idiotic decisions being made, like who's making all of these decisions? I mean, they maybe they are indicative of a senile old man making these decisions. It's hard to think that this old bag of wind is to just make all these decisions on his own. Yeah, let's flood the country. But he did say it on the campaign trail. I've said it before on the campaign trail. He said he wants to surge the border because these people deserve to be heard. Yeah, we deserve a lot of things too. And it's not this. So again, and what's, you know, they don't, I guess the left doesn't even trust CNN enough to put a spin on the story if maybe they let them in. I mean, it's got to be pretty bad. And it is pretty bad because we're seeing leaked photos. You know, senators and congressmen have gone down there and have taken photos and video and have leaked it. So you could see what's going on. And listen, if you're an American and you're not seeing what's going on, then you're an idiot. You are a complete idiot. It's right there in front of your face. Things are not good down there. It is a crisis. But the media can't go in to do any free and fair reporting to the American people. And then when asked when the media can go, he said, I don't know. Well, he doesn't know because then he hints again after he cleans up the mess. They don't want us to see, obviously, it's obvious. Again, they don't want us to see the inhumane conditions of what's going on down there and kids sleeping on top of each other. The sexual assault and abuse amongst women and children. I mean, again, I've said it in the past. It's like a buffet for pedophiles down there that are coming from these countries. They're coming in because they know all of these unaccompanied children are going to be there. But his and now President Biden's big solution. He's going to open up that military base, Fort Bliss, to open up 5,000 beds for these people. So then once he gets that open and he spreads the people out, he's hoping that it'll be acceptable enough for the American press to go in and report, but not the situation beforehand. Yeah, that's deception. And that is not truth and transparency, which the administration has promised from the start. Why? Because there hasn't been any truth and transparency from the start. There's been deception and deflection. That's it. Deception and deflection. You have asked about China. There's no clear answers on China and their human rights issues with the Uyghurs, which Joe Biden and his administration don't seem to care about because, let's face it, he's intimidated by China. He's in bed with China because China has a lot over the heads of the Biden family. We know that. You know, they don't discuss that either. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? The senile big guy is president. Where's Hunter? China's building an enormous military. I think their navy's larger than ours now, and they're looking to dominate as the most powerful country in the world. And they're laughing at us. And Joe Biden is doing nothing about it. No clear answers on North Korea and their missile testing that happened. And you know, North Korea is laughing at us and because we have a weak president. He says he's consulting with allies about North Korea. Really? You're consulting with allies? This would not be taking place if Donald Trump was the president of the United States. North Korea would not have fired those two ballistic missiles. And China would not be in Alaska telling us that we cannot speak from a position of strength and holding things above our heads. No. So don't tell me that the Biden family in the White House is not a national security risk. Because if you truly think that deep down inside, well, maybe you're a national security risk for thinking that way. Because that's all I care about is the safety of our country, the prosperity of our country, the advancement of our country, and us as Americans, not what China and North Korea might, that they have a free rein to push our president around, and he's not doing anything about it. And I don't believe he will do anything about it. And I think we're going to have a big problem with China, not too far off. I think within the next 5 or so years, when they decide they're going to fully try and attempt to take over Taiwan. And I don't know if our country doesn't even know if it'll be able to defend Taiwan from that takeover. There's so much at stake in that Indo-Pacific region. And it's sad that our president, Joe Biden, has no backbone at all. And Donald Trump had the balls to stand up to communist China and North Korea without hesitation. He had the balls to do it. We have a president that is doing nothing but destroying jobs, just destroying our border security, and then wants to have a pre-planned news conference and call on reporters and spew all this nonsense and bullshit and think Americans are that stupid. And that's what frustrates me a lot, is that how stupid the federal government right now and the Biden administration believes the American people are. Maybe half the country is that stupid, Joe. But I find that hard to believe, too. He wants to spend, here's another one he brings up. He wants to spend $700 million a year in Central America for street lighting and other things like they did in the past to prevent violence in these countries so that their people won't leave. Okay. So let's spend all of this money in Central American countries in the hopes that they still don't want to leave here and live better and get paid in cash and commit crimes without a lot of Democrat-run places without having to worry about sitting in prison or getting deported, because the Biden administration, they don't want to deport anybody no matter what. $700 million. How about $700 million for battling child trafficking, President Biden? How about the child trafficking issue in this country from other countries or to other countries and the drug problem? I could find so many other, and I'm sure you could too, think of other ways $700 million could be spent in this country for our country, not to some country in Central America to help their infrastructure in the hopes that their people won't want to leave and come here. You could spend $700 billion in these countries, and it will not stop people from coming here. They're coming here for a lot of different reasons. Human trafficking. People are getting paid top dollar for smuggling people in. $4,000 or $5,000 a head. Drugs. There are things that are happening that we can't comprehend. They will not stop coming. So yeah, now we're gonna the Biden administration is fully prepared to start spending $700 million a year and have Kamala Harris down there taking charge and visiting with these people to try to figure out how we could spend our American tax money in these countries, to in the hopes it'll prevent their people migrating to our country. But not trust these Central American governments enough to give it to them because they're all corrupt. Oh, no. We'll spend the money. We'll hire the contractors for the infrastructure. We'll pay them directly. And yeah, so basically, you know, a federal contract that we're controlling and spending the money for another country that's not going to help or prevent what they think it might help and prevent, because it's not, and it won't. It's just a waste, and we have homeless vets and children on the streets starving. But we'll spend $86 million to keep migrants in hotels and $700 million in their countries for streetlights. Yep. That is the woke left. That is the radical left on how they think they're helping America by spending our money that way. And then they'll fight in Congress about getting rid of the filibuster now because it'll help them push all this and ram it down our throats. Another thing, he was questioned about the filibuster and he had no clue on how he stands. He flip-flopped. He couldn't answer a question. But then it was my favorite part of that was he says he doesn't have the expertise on the filibuster to I guess, elaborate on it in the press conference, which is complete bullshit. It's just he forgot, and he's a senile old man, that Joe Biden was a senator for 36 years. 36 years in the Senate, 1973 to 2009. How does he not have the expertise about the filibuster and how it's used in the Senate? He's demented. That's what he is. Demented, senile. 36 years in the Senate and you can't explain in detail anything about the filibuster? Again, nonsense. Because he's talked on the filibuster and spoken about it on the Senate floor while he was senator back when the Democrats did not want to get rid of the filibuster when the Republicans were in power because the Republicans did, because it goes back and forth with the filibuster. Demented. And it's sad. And we are a sad country right now. And we are an embarrassment. Everyone said, oh, we're a laughingstock to the world because Donald Trump is the president. No, we weren't. They may have not liked Donald Trump, but they respected him. Nobody respects us now. Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, they know we have a weak president. We know they have a president who can be manipulated, who has been manipulated and corrupt. And it's disgusting. And that's the state we're in right now. He goes on to say, Republican voters approve of what he's doing, which is another big lie. Republican voters are not approving what he's doing unless they're idiots or just there are some Republicans out there, rhinos, who just hated Donald Trump and either voted for Joe Biden or didn't vote at all. If he's counting those in polls, he says polls. That's ridiculous. One of the polls, Biden has an 8% job approval rating among Republicans. 8%. Look it up. Republican voters approve of what he's doing. It's a lie. And he says that just freely. Does he realize what he's saying? He can't. And then he talks about, the priorities of H.R. 1, the nightmare election bill, and criticize Republicans about passing voting laws in states saying they're racist and Jim Crow like laws. Give me a break. The Democrats invented the Jim Crow bullshit. Enough already with the Jim Crow racist stuff. You need ID to vote. You need ID for everything in this country, and you should need it to vote. And 16-year-olds should not be voting. So you're worried about people getting handed bottles of water on voting lines and saying that's voter suppression. Hey, Joe, how about voter IDs? It's real simple. Show your ID to vote. That's common sense. It's common sense because then we'll know that you're serious about integrity of elections, because right now, You're not. Nobody on the left is serious about voter integrity if they're not in favor of one simple thing, ID to vote. He was asked if he was running for re-election in 2024, and he says that he has the expectation. He's 78 now and can barely and coherently finish a paragraph, even a couple sentences. He would be 82, right, when he runs again. And I don't think he's going to make it through. I don't think he's going to make it through the whole 4 years. I really don't. I'm almost to the point where I'll say I would make a bet. I'd put money on it that he's not going to make it through 4 years. There's no way this man is going to be able to run for re-election. By that time, it would just be a zombie talking, and dust would fall out of his mouth. He can't make it through a public appearance without babbling. He just becomes a babbling idiot. I'm sure you have your doubts too. He makes my favorite statement of the whole press conference though. He says, and this is something. He says, after he's asked to run for re-election, and about, you know, he talks about his predecessor Donald Trump and how he misses him, because by this time in Donald Trump's term, he had already said he was running for re-election and started, you know, a campaign, which is typical. And he says, "Oh well, he needed to. Oh, I miss him." And then he says, "There might not be a Republican Party in 2024." And that's really interesting for somebody where just 65 days before the press conference, he said he wanted unity in this country, he wanted to unify the nation, and he would be a president for all, even those who did not vote for him. But then he's turned around and said, well, maybe there won't be a Republican Party in 2024. Is that wishful thinking? It might be. It might be. I think he needs a nap. I think he needs a nap. He definitely needs meds. I'm convinced that he's on some sort of med. Again, we could say it over and over again. I just don't see any coherency coming from him unless he's reading it, that something that somebody else wrote. And even then, he can't make that very coherent either. He also says he might need shock therapy. That I wonder if that would maybe shock therapy and an Adderall. That might help. A little zap him a little bit, give him a little pep in his step. I don't think that'll work either. He goes on to say that he's got three reasons why he ran for president, which is bullshit too, because he also said he watched Donald Trump, one of his speeches, and that's when he decided he was going to run for president. Just, you know, someone told him he was going to run, and they had it all planned because, you know, they hated the orange boogeyman. But the first one was to bring truth and transparency back to U.S. politics. He was going to be the president of truth and transparency. Well, you failed, Joe, 65 days in. Big fail. I don't see it coming back from that failure. Media blackouts, deflection, promising, you know, no one's going to lose jobs. First week, all your executive orders, people are losing jobs. You know, programmed responses from your entire cabinet. Everybody sounds the same. Not available to the free press. You know, one rehearsed nonsense press conference. No. There has been no truth and transparency brought back to U.S. politics. We had truth and transparency. There was plenty of that. And the establishment didn't like that. It was too much truth and transparency that Donald Trump brought because he didn't give a shit and he hated the establishment. But no. What Joe Biden meant was he was going to bring back the truth and transparency of the establishment, which is deception and deflection, as usual, and lies. But it's even worse now because of, you know, now we have media blackouts. Now the free press is not free anymore to report free and fairly on things that are happening in this country that can and will affect us as Americans. The second reason was to rebuild the backbone of this country, which, again, Joe Biden failed. He's paralyzing this country. First week in office killed jobs. He's making U.S. energy dependent on other countries when we were energy independent. Now we're becoming energy dependent again. And our gas prices are rising and inflation. We're going to start to see products more expensive because of the major tax hikes he's bringing upon to pay for all this frivolous spending him and his left woke mob minions are ramming through Congress. Blue state bailouts and the COVID plan. That's the COVID relief. That's my favorite part of it. Is all of the money that like San Francisco's getting, and you know, and $40 billion to colleges and $15 billion to airlines, and you know, $170 billion for schools, and only $6 billion could be spent this year. It's all nonsense, bullshit, left wing propaganda. What could we do to line pockets of those who've lied and helped us get elected? It's disgusting. What Joe Biden is doing without any certainty, without any is destroying the backbone of America. That's a fact. The third one was he wants to unify the nation, bring unity to the American people, which he said on January 20th. But at every turn since he's been in office, he has proved that himself, his administration, and the Democrats don't want any unity amongst Democrats and Republicans, left, right. They only want the unity within the left to dominate, delete, destroy, and censor, and just do away with the right. I mean, he says in this press conference earlier, he says, well, there might not be a Republican Party in 2024. I'm surprised, you know, it didn't come out where says, well, if I have my way, or if, you know, my handlers have their way, because I'm pretty sure that's what he meant, because they are trying and they will do whatever they can to destroy the Republican Party and to make sure that no Republicans ever elected again. That's what H.R. 1, the election bill, is all about, to federalize the elections, take it away from the states, no voter ID, just build all of these avenues for voter fraud. You know, the big lie. Yeah, well, voter fraud, you see, it's coming up here and there. A lot of investigations going on, people getting arrested for it. It's being covered lightly in the media, but it's out there. And if it's out there on a small scale, I'm sure it's out there on a big scale. And if H.R. 1 gets passed, it'll be out there on a giant in-your-face national scale, because those states who actually care about their elections and have voter ID laws will be told, well, guess what? H.R. 1 is a law now. The election system is federalized and nobody needs voter ID. And all these people down at the border, these millions of people we're going to flood in who are all legal, we're going to give them driver's licenses. They're all going to be automatically registered to vote Democrat. And we'll all give them free shuttle service to the polls. And the Republicans could now go and jump off a cliff because they won't exist anymore. H.R. 1 comes into effect, which I love the woke left voters. Yeah, well, that's what we want. We don't want any Republicans in office. Okay. All right. Let me know how your tax bills are in, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and how your rent payments are, and your mortgage payments, and your interest rates, and the inflation, and all that, because you're not looking at the big picture, you dumb idiots. So yeah, he wants to bring unity among the American people. That's the third reason. And again, fail. Democrats, he's the leader of the Democratic Party. Technically, the president is the leader of the party. And he's the leader of the Democratic Party, which we know isn't the truth, but it's supposed to be the truth. So he's the leader. Well, he wants to promote segregation into identity groups, wants to destroy women's rights with the Equality Act, wants to destroy the election system with H.R. 1, wants to tell over 70 million people they can't have AR-15s for whatever stupid, nonsensical reason, because he doesn't know anything about firearms. And he wants to make those people instant criminals by banning and telling them they can't have their AR-15s, amongst other things. No, You are not bringing unity to the United States of America, Joe Biden. You are dividing it. Republicans are not dividing it. Republicans are trying to save face and protect the fabric of America and to protect the Constitution, which the Democratic Party is working very hard to rip apart. It's a fact. You don't think so? Prove me wrong. Get in touch with me. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a debate. Opinions are opinions, but they need to be backed up with facts that are actual facts and make sense. And I'm open to it. Anybody want to talk with me? Get a hold of me. You could find me on social media. I'm not that hard to find. The bottom line is Joe Biden's a liar and a cheater, and there's plenty of evidence to back that up. Back that up from plagiarizing speeches back when he had failed attempts to run for president and had to back out because he got caught lying about major issues, you know, like Trump, and then lying about other issues like Trump leaving kids at the border to starve. Trump single-handedly killed every coronavirus victim. Give me a break. So does that mean all the people that died after January 20th from the coronavirus is now Joe Biden's fault? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Don't even get me with that. Joe Biden talked about the autocracy, you know, and that's he wants to talk about autocracy and democracy. Well, he's not leading by democracy with all of executive orders. So the autocracy, that's defining Joe Biden, okay? Because that's how he's leading, with all of his executive orders, avoiding the media, not being transparent, giving no truth, providing nothing but deflection and deception. I just want to know, when is the next sham of a news conference going to happen? Because that'll probably be pre-planned, you know, 9 weeks ahead of time, so he can prepare and then come out and just fail miserably again with the media sitting out there like we're communist China waiting to be called on by the propaganda news channels. Why didn't he call on Fox? How come Fox didn't get any questions in? At least one. I knew they weren't going to call on Newsmax, but why not Fox? Because Donald Trump would sit there and make sure he engaged every left-leaning mainstream media outlet in his press conference. He would call on CNN. He would call on everyone that he knew he would get a hard-hitting question from and pushback, and he reveled in it. He engaged with them for hours. And all Joe Biden got was these softball questions. I can't even say he was pushed. I think the hardest he was pushed is when the reporter asked him when the media can get down to the border. And she asked twice, and then she accepted the answer, "I don't know," to be clear. I don't think I've ever heard a reporter accept an "I don't know" response to a question from a president and leave it at that and not push back on it. It just makes you think. I'm sorry, but something's up. He has a diminished mental capacity. I'm not a doctor, but it's not hard to see. And there are news outlets out there that have interviewed doctors, neurosurgeons, and things who have, and body language experts who have watched all this footage on Joe Biden for the past. Even right before, even on the campaign trail, and it seems like the consensus is, yeah, he has a diminished mental capacity. He has a cognitive decline. He's an old man, and it affects everybody differently. You know, Donald Trump's no spring chicken. He's what, 74, 75, and was 70, yeah, 74 or something like that. He's as sharp as a tack. You're not going to get an engagement from him that seems confused, where you say, "What did he say? What was that?" You're not going to get the obscurities and the vagueness. No. You got clear-cut answers, whether you liked him or not. And if you wanted to engage with him, he had no problem engaging with you. And he did not stutter. He didn't lose track. How many times in this press conference Joe Biden lost track of what he was saying and then just in the middle stopped with a stare or just changed course, asked a question about one thing and started talking about something else. It's just unbelievable. I'm really curious if the man is on meds. The pressure demand on hearing from the White House physician on his cognitive abilities. But, you know, that'll be a lie, too. I mean, the White House physician, that would just be somebody else programmed. You know, you will tell the American people that the president is in perfect health, even when he's a senile old bag with cognitive decline. He can't remember titles. He keeps calling his vice president president. He can't remember his defense secretary's name. He can't remember what outfit the defense secretary runs. You know, the guy that runs that outfit over there. It's sad, people. It's just something that I guess we're stuck with. We're going to see what the next crazy event that's going to happen. We get this ridiculous border price crisis. We have a president that I swear sometimes he doesn't know what day it is. Sleepy Joe putting the logs on the fire and having early bedtimes. And then we have some major, major adversaries and an enemy here or there that are looking and seeing all of this. Now, when you have a weak leader, whether it's a temporary leader or not, because our leader changes every 4 to 8 years. But when you have a weak leader, well, we're not in a position to show weakness. We should never be in a position to show weakness. We are the best, the wealthiest, the most wealthy country, most powerful country in the world. And we're either going to stay that way or we're going to be left in the dust and China's going to be the world leader. They will eat our lunch, as they say. And I hope to God, I truly hope that it will not happen. I truly hope that the midterms are good to the Republican Party and we can flip the House. Be great if we could flip the House and the Senate. I'll take one, would love both, but we need, we really need some common sense in American politics right now. And it's not what's happening because nothing that's happening is common sense. Everything that's happening is jeopardizing our freedoms and the strength of our country every day. Well, I'm going to leave it there, everybody. I want to thank you again for listening, watching. The support has been unbelievable. I mean, day by day, the amount of support and followers that I'm seeing, I never would have thought it was possible. And it just keeps growing. Check out the podcast at the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. From the website, you can get the YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, thegreatdivide1776.com. Going to have some apparel coming soon, some cool t-shirts, the hashtag Cuomophobe t-shirts for that idiot governor in New York. Can't stand the Cuomosexuals. I am a Cuomophobe. The shirts will be available. I'll announce it on social media. I'm in Facebook jail right now till April 16th. So if you follow me on Facebook and you haven't seen any posts, I see the Facebook page keeps growing and growing by the day, but I can't post on it till April 16th because Facebook does not like the hashtag China virus, you know, the virus from China. So yeah. All right, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. God bless our military. God bless our law enforcement. Support them. Support each other. Get out there. Get involved. God bless America. Talk to you soon. Take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.